Now, it seems to me at this stage you're going to be told something you don't know, and that very few people know, because at that time it had to be kept pretty quiet what I did. I was associated with three or four people very active in the movement. We were influenced, as I already said, by Gustav Herbie's Insurrection Rather Than War. And we felt that some of us should join the army and do our propaganda in the army. And I did it. I joined the Royal Engineers. With my mind made up, I was not going to shoot any Germans. This is what I kept saying.
When was this that you joined?
It was September 1914. And with my mind made up, I wasn't going to kill, but none of the others did. And from the very day I entered the army, I was in trouble. I got a black eye, as a matter of fact. And I refused to be inoculated. And I actually got all the men at one stage in my unit to say they weren't going to be inoculated. But I did it in a very opportunist way, in the sense that they were all married and their wives weren't getting the allowance. And I used that fact to get them to protest against inoculation, which meant they couldn't go to the front. Actually, on the marches, they were shouting, "Shall we be inoculated?" And the cry went up, "No." And but later on, all of us except three were inoculated. I was one of the three, and then the other two got inoculated. But I had made up my mind that I wasn't going to the front. I had said this from the very first day I joined, and I was going to get out. And at the last lap, I agreed, after I'd brought before the commanding officer several times, I agreed to be inoculated. I told them what my attitude was, I told them I was a socialist, and I went all hell for leather with them, but they never replied. They actually offered me stripes at one stage, and I wouldn't bother. So I got inoculated to get home and leave. I got home and leave and dumped my uniform on the Clyde, and they never saw me again.
How many months were you in?
9 exactly. Just time to go to the front. And they went to Tynham for the last week for going to the front. And it was then that I got home and leave and never went back. But an ILP member took my uniform and put it on the Clyde.